In New York State, a long month of political gridlock appears to be over. One of the Democrats who helped orchestrate a Republican coup in the state Senate has gone back to his party. That means that a backlog of hundreds of bills and appointments can finally be tackled by a narrow Democratic majority. NPR's Robert Smith joins us to talk about the resolution. And Robert, this last month of gridlock there in New York all came down to the whim of one man, Pedro Espada. What did he get out of all this?
Well, what he got out of it was a promotion. They now call him Majority Leader, which, if you know New York politics, you're going to say, that's the most amazing thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Because this guy has embarrassed the Democratic Party. He staged a coup with the Republicans to basically take power for the Republicans. And I'll tell you a little bit more about him. He's a Democrat who represents the Bronx in the state Senate. And he's had a little bit of ethical challenges. He's been investigated for campaign finance problems. So this is the guy who basically created a month worth of gridlock, embarrassed the Democratic Party, and every day there was this sort of spectacular failure to get anything done in Albany. He's now the majority leader of the Democrats.
And when we say gridlock, that also included lockouts in the state capitol. Why did Pedro Espada, now the Senate majority leader, go back to the Democrats?
Well, that's what we don't know. They had a news conference this afternoon. So people asked him over and over again, and he said it's not just power. He was, the Republicans had offered him the title of President Pro Tem. And it's a slight improvement, I guess, to be Democratic Majority Leader. But in the end, he said that he wanted to reform Albany. He wanted to make Albany work better. And he did apologize to the public, and he did concede that it created chaos. But somehow out of all of this, he feels that Albany will work better by having a month of dysfunction, I guess.
And what has the impact of that dysfunction been on New York State?
Well, local and county governments have been panicking over this. They have all these tax bills and bond extenders, which sound really boring, but are a crucial part of local budgets. You know, for example, New York City has lost about $60 million out of their budget because of the Senate mess. And the city of Yonkers is days away from declaring bankruptcy. Now, these financial things can be cleared up if the Senate finally acts over the next couple days. But what they can't clear up is probably their legacy to the voters. Voters now, I'll put it this way, voters used to suspect that Albany was dysfunctional and incompetent and petty, but now they have the real evidence of it.
Okay, NPR's Robert Smith, thanks so much.
You're welcome.